KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize of regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County and all kinds of great opportunities as well. Today, my co-host Colin Fisk and I are talking with Mary Burke of the McKinleyville Trails Coalition. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, indeed. Well, fantastic. So, Mary, as you pointed out off air, it's been a couple years since we last spoke. What kind of exciting things are you guys up to there?
Well, there's a lot going on in McKinleyville right now related to alternative transportation, safety, and trails.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, how to start. So a couple years ago, back in 2017, after I'd been elected as a director for the McKinleyville Community Services District, I was looking for ways to help advance trails planning, connecting our community parks. So as a director for the Community Services District, we don't have jurisdiction over all the connector spaces between the parks and open spaces that the district holds and has in our recreation department programming. So I started looking around for, you know, what would it take to help connect the district to the county and really try to identify what sorts of things are desired by the community. And so this group, the McKinleyville Trails Coalition, was born to bring together people who have interest in connecting our open spaces and safely providing transit between these places in our community.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really a good time to get people together to think about our community in this way. And so we spent some time talking about some of the highest priorities. And the one that really fell out as the highest priority with this group was what we started calling the Gateway Project. And this project looks at the corridor between the northbound 101 off-ramp onto Central Avenue to Anna Sparks Way, which is in front of Kmart there. And I'm sure many listeners, especially those who attempt to ride their bikes in and out of this, or walk in and out of this, or through this corridor, really see the need for some improvements for safety. So one of our partners in this Trails Coalition is Emily Sinkhorn and Morgan Sefcik, with both work with RCAA, and they offered up to write a proposal to try to fund a planning grant for the county. And we put this grant forward to Caltrans Sustainable Communities Program in October of 2018. So it was great to, you know, have really easy identification of a high priority need in McKinleyville. But I was really sad to hear that we weren't funded for this proposal, or the county wasn't funded. I should make that clear. This was written on behalf of the county in partnership with the county. And it was, you know, made all the more poignant because there was the recent hit and run fatality right in that corridor, and the announcement of the decline of that proposal came through on the same day. So it was a real tragedy.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So out of that, though, is born a new effort. So we met with Caltrans, and they said, you know what, it's great to have the community identify this, but it seems like we're missing the context for the needs of McKinleyville, all the ins and outs. So Central, School Road, Murray Road, Airport, and the Hammond Bridge, you know, all these routes for our community to get in and out. And so they're encouraging us to come back with a wider scope of a planning proposal this fall.
It encompasses all of the ins and outs of McKinleyville?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's, from my perspective, you know, it was sad to not get that one planning, but planning grant, but this is a far more comprehensive look at the needs of the community. And it will allow us to reach out to the community and get a broader input on the needs, the wants, and the desires of the community related to safety in and out of McKinleyville.
So how are those efforts going?
I think it's going really well. So as a separate and very related effort, through my role as a director with the Community Services District, I was appointed to serve on the Municipal Advisory Committee for McKinleyville, known as the MCMAC.
Love the name.
And the MCMAC. Some people can call it the MacMac, but there was an agenda item in our last meeting, which was looking to beautify the routes in and out of McKinleyville. And Kevin Jenkins is one of the other committee members, and so he and I agree that, you know, you can pair up something like beautification with also looking at public safety and access for alternative transportation.
Sure.
And so we're looking, this coming meeting, which is the 31st of July, we are looking to form an ad hoc committee to have a broader discussion. You know how these public meetings can be kind of stifling for a really broad discussion. And so we're going to form an ad hoc committee out of the MCMAC. And I know that the county will be attending and will be interested in participating, as well as Caltrans. And I know that there are a number of community members who are interested in participating in such a thing. So that's going to form at the July MCMAC meeting.
When is that?
Coming up next week.
Okay,
so that's
really
soon. So that's the 31st. The meetings are at 6 p.m. at the middle school in the conference room, which is accessed at the back of the parking lot.
And that's open to the public?
Open to the public, yes. Definitely a public forum.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good to know.
I want to just jump in here and, first of all, thank Mary for her leadership on these issues. It's so critical. As someone who's done a lot of biking and walking around McKinleyville, there's definitely places where safety could be improved, and it's, I think it's been a long time coming, and this is really exciting progress that we're making. So thank you, Mary.
Oh, you're welcome, Colin, and thank you. Colin's been a really productive member of the community, and especially with this McKinleyville Trails Coalition. It's great to have a partner like you on board, Colin.
Thank you. So, Mary, I was wondering if you... just in your personal experience, you know, obviously the whole community has kind of identified the Southern Gateway area as a priority. I wonder if there are other areas that you think could be prioritized for safety improvements for walking and biking, just off the top of your head.
Well, yeah. I live on School Road, and having the sidewalks come in on the west side was immediate improvement. I mean, after those sidewalks went in, it was like the next day you saw strollers, kids on bikes. I mean, everybody really benefited from having that those improvements on the west side of school. But as you come over to the east side, we do have some sidewalks there. But I think for me, when I think about trying to connect the community, I think of trails not just being connected to roads. So seeing if there's, you know, if there's a way to connect School Road into the town center area, and there are safety issues with all of the bridges where you're trying to get people from the west side to the east side of McKinleyville. Murray Road itself also has some safety issues, and you know, one I think that gets overlooked is getting between on Central Avenue up to the airport, and just thinking holistically about what are the safety issues. You know, we tend to have a really dark community, not a lot of street lights for nighttime navigating, and that's another interesting nexus with the district as we do oversee street lights in the community. But you're out on your bike quite a bit, Colin. What sorts of issues come to mind for you that you look forward to having a dialogue about?
Oh, well, I think you've identified most of them. I think you're right. Those bridges and on and off ramps onto the highway are pretty big areas. I think about Murray and School Road, just really long crosswalks, for example, that cross these ramps where people are sometimes going pretty fast, where bike lanes kind of appear and disappear a little bit. I think those are really important areas, and I totally agree with you up there on North Central, also approaching the airport. There have definitely been some serious accidents with bicyclists up there, where sort of the shoulder gets narrow and bumpy and pothole-y and stuff, and people end up in the lane. And so, yeah, definitely some need for improvements.
Yeah, and I really hope that this opportunity lets us look at where our bus stops are, and perhaps providing a little more robust infrastructure for the bus stop, even in the very limited route we have right now. I've seen people waiting for the bus in a wheelchair, sitting there in the wind and rain, and it would be really nice if we could upgrade our facilities. That's on the bus stop across from the Renner station on Murray, and then also, we rely on the county to do maintenance on the routes in and out of McKinleyville. A lot of that is within county jurisdiction. And so finding ways to help the county, as I understand it, they were down to one mower, and, staffing for maintenance is always an issue when you're talking about agencies. So I really look forward to the conversation being broad to try to see what all the different parties' needs are related to, this scope of this potential proposal that we'd be resubmitting this fall.
Mm-hmm. And Mary, if I could ask, McKinleyville, of course, is one of the larger communities in Humboldt County, but it is an unincorporated community. It is not a city. Are there any added challenges that McKinleyville has to deal with being an unincorporated area?
I think that's a great question, Cliff, and from my perspective, I would say yes, that this is a great example of an added challenge,
mm-hmm.
is that we have sort of overlapping or gaps overlapping jurisdictions or jurisdictions that meet up with one another. And so connecting the agencies that have oversight, so in this case, we might have a county road with some maintenance jurisdiction from the district, and then the road connects at some point to Caltrans. And so having all of the parties being able to come to the table and meet and discuss interests and needs is something that I haven't seen yet. So again, I hope this dialogue provides that platform for helping address these sort of safety and access needs for our community, and I think it's a great example of where being unincorporated does takes a little more legwork and a little more thought and pulling stakeholders together than if you had a city staff that was able mm-hmm. to do it.
Yep, that's what I was kind of figuring. Considering the challenges, you guys are doing a great job. That's for sure.
Thank you.
That is for sure. All right. We are just about out of time. Is there anything else we need to cover before we wrap this up?
I think that's all from me on mm-hmm. this topic.
Fantastic.
How about you, Colin?
I would just encourage folks, especially McKinleyville residents in the surrounding areas, to come to the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee meeting and just sort of stay on top of some of this stuff, participate in the planning process, because we need to hear from everybody.
Fantastic. All right, Colin, thank you so much for pulling all this together. Mary, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us once again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Cliff. Thanks, Colin. Have a great day.
You bet. In this conversation, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at KHUM.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.